You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Looks Right by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 1. Sibo Finds Out Facts. Sibo and her parents got into the car one night. They all fastened their seatbelts good and tight. Dad checked carefully. It was fine to drive out, as he wanted his family home safely, no doubt. But just as they were leaving the car park, several children appeared out of the dark and dashed over the road in a scurrying pack. You could hardly see them all dressed in black. Dad stamped on the brakes to avoid an accident, rolled down his window to see where they went, and yelled at them.
You must be seen clearly at night. Always make sure you wear something bright. And never ever run across the road. It breaks every single traffic code.
But the children giggled and went on their way. Dad scratched his head and groaned in dismay. He took a deep breath to calm himself down.
It's very important, he said with a frown. Many people get killed on our roads every day. They simply don't know how to behave the right way. Road safety is essential. There are some basic rules. How I wish these could be taught in all schools. Imagine being dead when you could still be alive just because you don't understand the rules to survive.
Sibo listened and sat up straight. Her dad was right. People would be seen if they wore bright at night. The thought of children being hurt wasn't cool. She had many ideas for her teacher at school. Next day, she told her, and made it sound bad. Miss Ball listened quietly, taking notes on her pad.
Well, Sibo, she said, I'll see if I can obtain permission to start a school road safety campaign.
The headmistress agreed. It was a super idea. The rules of the road are not something to fear. Children could be empowered if they knew what to do. She'd start off in the hall with a good talking to. A few days later, the intercom bleeped a call, summoning the children to go to the hall. Wayne was grumbling.
What's all this about?
Oh, stop whining, muttered Sibo, following him out.
Sibo thought back to first seeing Earthman in the hall, sitting there on the stage,
like a big round ball.
She wondered if headmistress would get someone just as neat to talk to all the children about road safety on the street. He looked tall and rather skinny, a very serious fellow, wearing stripy trousers with a coat of dazzling yellow. To silence any chatter, the head clapped her hands, but when the man stood up, he seemed to expand. He looked a lot bigger. His voice was very loud, so loud, in fact, he could be heard way above the crowd.
Hello, he said. He didn't have to shout.
You are probably wondering what this is all about. I'm here to talk to you about road safety and stuff. It really is important. You can't learn it fast enough. It might even help to save your life one day if you always do things the safe and the proper way. Firstly, if you walk around when it's dark at night, make quite sure you are wearing something bright. It's important you are seen and never hurt. Don't walk in the road, but at the side or in the dirt. And here is another very important clue. Walk facing oncoming traffic. You can see them and they'll see you. When crossing the road, stop And listen. Look both ways to see that there are no cars coming. Then cross carefully. Don't run across the road. You might trip and fall. That would be very dangerous and not so good at all. Walk across the road at a brisk but steady pace, using the ears and the eyes you have upon your face. When you get into a car, what's the first thing you should do? Buckle up your seatbelt. Yes, well done, that's very true. Even if you're not going too far, and don't sit on anyone's lap while traveling in the car.
Wayne looked at Sybil and quickly rolled his eyes. His dad would be in for a very big surprise. He often went out shopping without using his safety belt. Now Wayne would be able to say exactly what he felt. Though children are still little, they can tell adults what to do if they understand that the rules of the road are true. Sybil knew what Wayne was thinking, and that he was right. You must wear your seatbelt, even if your destination is in sight. The end of Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Sybil practices road safety. After the hall, the children went to play out on the grass. They had a short break before needing to go back to class. They gathered around to chat about what they'd all just heard, agreeing it was interesting, every single word. Sybil listened to a group of kids who came from out of town. They were talking about a taxi that had broken down.
But we are only children and don't always have a say on how we have to travel every single day. Sometimes the taxi I ride in is not safe at all. The driver is quite scary, driving like a cannonball.
I know what you mean, said Max. But now I choose with care if taxi or driver seems dodgy. He does not get my fare.
I like Bra Joe. His driving's not fast or scary. Plus he takes the same route. It doesn't need to vary. He collects and drops us safely with no other cars in sight. But he will get mad and yell at us if we make a noise or fight. It's dangerous to distract the driver of a taxi or a bus. And if we get too noisy, he shouts at us. But he cares about our safety and looks after his vehicle too. Always find a good taxi driver. That's what you've got to do.
Sybil was quite horrified. She'd never thought about such stuff. The fact her dad drove a gas-guzzling Jeep had worried her enough. But after listening carefully, she thought she'd been quite rash. These kids worried about different things, like, were they going to crash? The bell rang, and they ran into class, still chattering away. It seemed as though they all had many things to say. Miss Ball looked at Sybil. She smiled and winked her eye. This campaign had all begun with the skinny road safety guy. Sybil, Wayne, and Adam walked home after school, making sure they followed every single rule. They crossed over the road at the special crossing place, the one that looked exactly like a stripy zebra face. They walked on the pavement, not on the road at all. They didn't run, and so there was no way that they could fall. They walked on the side that faced the oncoming traffic. Sybil said to the boys,
"We're a bunch of superstars!"
They passed another group of children walking the same way. They had also listened to the road safety rules that day. The older kids were keeping an eye on the little one, making sure he didn't play on the road or run.
Said Wayne. Next year, we'll have to do the same. My little brother Aaron is convinced that life is just a game. We'll have to make sure that he stays safe and sound. Check he crosses at the right place, follow him around.
Sybil made a face.
Your brother likes to act the fool. Lemmy's little sister is also starting school, but do not worry. We can all do our part. We'll teach them what is right from the very start.
Later that evening, Sybil told her mum and dad all the things she'd heard about the taxis that were bad.
It's true, said Mum. Some drive like hooligans on the road, and I really hate to see how much they overload. They duck and dive amongst the traffic, jumping lane to lane. Oh, the very thought of them drives me quite insane.
But Dad said,
Whoa, I think that it is a shame. Some taxis are good, but they've still got a bad name.
You're right, said Sybil. Max said that too. He says Bra Joe is great and that it is true. He looks after his taxi and cares about the kids as well. And if they misbehave, he happily gives them hell.
Sybil grinned.
Wayne's dad is in for quite a fright. He never buckles up, even though he knows it's not right. Next time he tries it, Wayne will have lots to say. From now on, he's making sure he drives the right way. You shouldn't drive and use your cell phones to message or to talk. If you want to do that, far better that you walk.
Sybil smiled and wagged her finger at her mum.
I don't want to see you chatting to your chum. Speeding is another nasty thing that kills, no matter how great the individual's skills. Plus, if you break the speed limit, you could get a big fine. Limits are there for a reason. It's best to toe the line.
And, said Dad, drinking alcohol and getting in to drive is not a very good idea if you want to arrive alive. If you're ever in a situation, Sybil, you must phone me. I will always come and fetch you. This I guarantee. Children don't always have a choice, unfortunately, but speak up if you think a person is driving recklessly, even if they get grumpy and get all mad. It may help stop them from doing something bad.
The end of Chapter 2. Tune in to Zone Radio on Friday at 3:30 for Chapter 3.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sybil Says, published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sybil.co.za. Sybil, empowering children, one page at a time.